We've all heard the stats on social media use during the second presidential debate. 7.2 million tweets, well over a million Facebook posts. Mark Grischer, CEO of the social media security consulting group in Permium, crunched some of that data, and the results were interesting. 46% of political comments Tuesday were generated by just 1% of the users. In fact, recently, one user generated 16,000 posts in just 90 days. And on Tuesday, there were five times as many slurs against President Obama as against Mitt Romney. Mark Grischer, start with that. Almost half of the content came from just 1% of the users?
What we're seeing showing up in the numbers is really two troubling facts. One of them is that there is a relatively small but vocal minority that's responsible for a great volume of the traffic. You cited one number, but actually we dug a little deeper and found that 0.03% of the users, that's, you know, a tiny number of users, were responsible for more than 3,000 messages just during the 90 minutes of the debate.
Wow. And so who are these people? Are they campaigns, spamming? Are there, a few vocal activist people?
We see the same infrastructure being used for these campaigns, that is, these spam campaigns, as for commercial cybercrime of a wide variety of sorts. The same techniques for hiding one's true identity or the location where they're coming from are being used for these attacks as well.
And what about the tone? You're quoted in the San Jose Mercury News as saying, voters looking to engage in conversation about the debate on social media instead were confronted with messaging mayhem stirred up by these spam machines and this minority. And it wasn't about informing. It was about slurring.
In fact, we saw that there were a litany of insulting jibes, insulting nicknames for both the president and Governor Romney that were used in tremendous volume.
More than at other times?
Yes, more than at other times. In fact, we compared the 90 minutes during the debate to the same time period the day before and saw a dramatic uptick.
I'm reading here, insulting, abusive, profane political posts increased by 300%.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, and you say in this campaign season you see posters using two or more identities. Here in Boston, we remember the story of Eric Fernstrom, Mitt Romney's advisor, who also advises Scott Brown. He set up a false Twitter feed pretending to be an opponent of Scott Brown's to make that opponent look bad. He was caught. How much of that is going on, people posting under different names?
That type of duplicity is happening more than anyone thinks, and it's continuing to rise. What we see is two trends, one that we refer to as sock puppets. And in a sock puppet campaign, an individual will create pseudonyms, multiple accounts, to try to spread information that's not directly tied back to the actual source. And the second tactic that we see is one we call astroturfing. And this is simulated grassroots. This is where one person might pretend to have an entire army of supporters when in reality it's controlled by one individual.
Yeah. Well, and when it comes to the statistic, you saw five times more slurs against President Obama than against Mitt Romney. You know, people who support Barack Obama and only follow, let's say, other tweeters who support Barack Obama may be stunned to hear that because they're not feeling that. And it just it reminds us that even though social media is supposed to expand horizons, it may be creating a bigger, an even bigger echo chamber.
That's right. It does create an echo chamber, particularly when you mix in the fact that one individual might be sending out more messages than you would expect one person to be able to do so. So in the case of the slurs against Obama, what we found was these derogatory nicknames being pumped out at such a high velocity that it really shapes the trend lines and affects what people think is being said.
Okay. Well, and the same could be true of Mitt Romney's binders for women. that may have
Precisely.
Been ginned up on the other side as well. We don't know. Question about your company. You founded it in 2010 after being Yahoo's anti-spam chief. We read the mission is to clean up content for websites, to remove spam and hate speech. And this August, the head of cybersecurity for the Obama administration left the White House to join you, Sameer Balhotra. His job was to get regulation passed about the way online companies like banks verify user IDs and store personal data. He said he failed to get much regulation passed. But he also wanted to join you and Impermium because he thinks the next battleground is social media. He says the bad guys are beginning to set their sights there. How so? What are you seeing?
That's right. Well, what we find is the bad guys go where the eyeballs are.
Well, what would be a bad guy on a social media site, like on Twitter? What would you want to watch out for?
What you'd want to watch out for is people that are misrepresenting who they are or misrepresenting their agenda. And certainly we believe strongly that anonymity is important on the web. But at the same time, when we see users engaging in duplicitous tactics, such as automated campaigns, such as mass registrations where one person controls 100 or 1,000 Twitter accounts, then we start to be concerned because there's a lot of companies out there drawing conclusions from the volume of traffic across the social web and making what may turn out to be a flawed assumption that 1,000 tweets or 1,000 posts on the social web corresponds to 1,000 actual users, when in reality the number of people might be much smaller.
Mark Risher, CEO of the social media security consulting group Impermium. Thank you so much, Mark.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you.